Now for the real fireworks. Let's get our Bibles out and let's turn to Judges chapter 13. Judges chapter 13. You guys are good. You got into that a little bit too, you know. Who is the guy doing the rap, 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 rap? That was Roland, okay. That means Roland shot a few fireworks in his day. Judges, the 13th chapter. This may be just a little loud, Josh. Judges, that's a little low. Judges chapter 13. Father, we ask that you bless tonight's Bible study. I believe there's some important lessons in our text tonight. Speak to our hearts, Lord, as we go through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, the California redwood trees are truly one of the wonders of nature. They're colossal. The trees are skyscrapers. Their girth is gigantic. They are the kings of the forest. And nothing is as impressive, they say, as the falling of one of these redwoods. The cutters score the tree trunk. The saw moves back and forth. The cut deepens. Soon the tree begins to bend. It leans further and further from the cutters. Before long, you begin to hear the cracking of wood fibers. With each slice of the saw, the noise builds. Eventually, it swells to a roar, and finally, the tree begins to fall. And if you're underneath that tree, it seems as if the sky is falling. The trunk explodes along the cut line, and the tree comes crashing to the forest floor. It sounds like thunder. Tonight, I need to yell, "Timber!" For we are going to watch the falling of a redwood. Not a giant of a tree, but a giant of a man. Samson was huge. Not necessarily in physical stature, but in privilege, in power, and effectiveness for God. Samson was a Nazarite dedicated to God. He came from a godly home. He served in an important post. He was feared by his enemies. He was used by God in supernatural ways. Samson was God's strong man. He was a divine vigilante. He was a one-man wrecking crew. Samson was a redwood. And yet Samson fell. The saw slides back and forth. The slender score line around his heart begins to deepen. He leans. Finally, he cracks. And Samson falls. He falls hard. We've all met a Samson, a person who seemingly had it all. Beautiful spouse, good job, healthy kids, godly reputation, effective ministry perhaps. And then one day, he crashes. A secret, sinister side gets exposed. A name gets muddied. A family is broken. Hearts are wounded. The cause of Christ takes another black eye. Perhaps Samson's example tonight will wake us all up, lest anyone ever stand over us and yell timber. Chapter 13 of Judges, the book of Judges. And if you don't have a Bible, you'll be lost without a Bible. So why don't you, in more ways than one, you'll be lost without a Bible. There's some ladies right back over here, Butch, that need one. Anybody else need a Bible? And then James needs one right down here. And then Liz needs one. And we're waiting. Liz has still got to have one. Hey, Butch, Liz right down here needs one. Great. Judges chapter 13. Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. The Philistines actually hailed from Greece, and they settled in Cana around 1200 BC. It seems they first attacked Egypt, but they were repelled, and thus they settled northward along the coast of Canaan. They knew how to smelt iron and forge weapons, and that knowledge made them a threatening neighbor to the Israelites. Now, there was a certain man from Zorah, and Zorah was a city about 14 miles east of Jerusalem. of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And of course, barrenness was the scourge of the ancient world. It was considered as a sign of God's curse. Nothing brought greater shame than for a woman to be barren. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Indeed now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, and not to eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God."